Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
AM 630, WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. It was anything but an ordinary night at the Academy Awards.
There were plenty of Trump jokes and comments, and there was some history as Casey Affleck's Best Actor win for Manchester by the Sea, he says, makes him and his brother Ben the first brothers to win Oscars. And at the age of 32, La La Land director Damien Chazelle becomes the youngest Best Director winner. But the talk of the night came at the end, when La La Land was mistakenly announced as Best Picture. In a few minutes of confusion later, Moonlight was crowned the Best Picture. Backstage at the Oscars, Jim Roop, Hollywood.
National Weather Service experts have confirmed it was a tornado, a rare February tornado that raced through Charles County on Saturday afternoon. The twister damaged roofs and brought down some trees and power lines from La Plata to Waldorf, but there were no reports of any injuries. President Trump hosted the nation's governors at a black tie ball at the White House last night. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe chairs the National Governors Association.
Last night was the social event. Today we'll meet for 2 hours with the president. I can promise you that health care will be at the top of the list. I have huge concerns. If you eliminate the ACA, I lose $200 million a year in our budget in Virginia. Thousands of people will lose access to their health care. So what I want to hear today, and the president will be asked, I would like to hear the president say today that no individuals will lose their health care in America.
Meanwhile, a new poll out this morning suggests the Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has been largely unaffected by the Donald Trump presidency. Hogan's approval rating slipped a bit in this latest Goucher College survey, now at 63%, down 7 points from the last Goucher poll. But 57% of those surveyed say they will definitely vote to reelect Hogan next year, or they're leaning that way. The man accused of abducting and killing the Lyon sisters in 1975 will not be going on trial in April after all. The trial for Lloyd Welch Jr. has been pushed back to September. Welch is being tried in Virginia. That's where authorities believe he took the girls and killed them, although their bodies have never been found. If you're feeding a meter in the Penn Quarter Chinatown area, you'll notice new prices in some areas starting today. So the second part of a pilot program by DDOT to ease congestion through demand-based pricing.
Finding street parking downtown often involves circling around the same block over and over again, which causes gridlock, according to DDOT's Shoma Day. This pilot program aims to
make better use of the asset by reallocating demand between low-demand spaces and high-demand spaces.
Through demand-based pricing that charges anywhere from $150 to $325 an hour, depending on the time of day and popularity of the area.
We will be looking at data on what the impact of these price changes are on behavior.
And readjusting prices if needed. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A bipartisan group of Virginia's congressional delegation is asking the president to support the regional partnership that has coordinated the restoration of the Chesapeake Bay for decades. Seven of the state's representatives have joined in as 10 other lawmakers in signing a letter asking Mr. Trump to include $73 million for the Chesapeake Bay program in his budget. Pediatricians are raising the alarm today about marijuana's potential harm to teenagers amid increasingly lax laws and attitudes on pot use. The advice comes in a new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The group opposes both medical and recreational marijuana use for kids. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,822, the Nasdaq at 5845. Sports, it's now two losses in a row for the Wizards. College basketball, GW beats George Mason. The Maryland women win again. In Florida, the O's get a win, the Nats take a loss. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Chris Plant.
Chris Plant.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine, and also a lot to say about this, as you might also imagine.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear, or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear. If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is King Breer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk, available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Manassas, Yates Ford Road, Davis Ford Road, where we had the earlier crash. It's been cleared, but that's always a stretch where we have a lot of heavy volume, too, for the morning commute. 66 as you come out of Gainesville. Watch for brake lights up ahead, off and on in towards Centerville, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street. Definitely below speed through those stretches. And now westbound through Falls Church, seeing a little bit of slowdowns. Let's get you over the bridges, and to do so, it's on the brakes. 395 across the 14th Street Bridge, crossing the 11th Street Bridge to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Key Bridge in and out of Georgetown, mostly inbound for the volume. Inbound on the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, slow. This gives the pressure to 123, but after George Washington Parkway, but after 123 near the overlooks. 270 southbound, still dealing with the crash at the Monocacy. So southbound 270 as you come out of Frederick, off of 15 and merging off the 70 for that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, getting milder. We'll tack on a few degrees today, tack on more tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the next chance for showers, thunderstorms. They'll become likely by tomorrow night. Increasing clouds, 58 today. Tonight, cloudy, 46. Showers later tomorrow, 68. Maybe some severe storms by tomorrow night and Wednesday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Woodbridge, 28 in Rockville, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. South Korean intelligence claims North Korea's Kim Jong-un ordered that hit on his half-brother. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630, WMAL.
It is 8:07 right here in the nation's capital. I am Mary Walter with Brian Wilson. You know, I don't know if you know this, but there was this big award show last night. Apparently, there was some big brouhaha thing that happened at this big award show. And here to join us right now to explain it all to us is Christian Toto, film critic. Christian Toto, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Are you sure you're just not exhausted after being up and watching this? This has got to be your Super Bowl, isn't it?
It is, and I'm still kind of scratching my head over the last 10 minutes of the show.
We actually do have the clip ready for you.
Oh, we do. We do. Here's what happened in those last 10 minutes of the show.
The Academy Award.
He's pausing.
For Best Picture.
Warren Beatty.
Because he's confused.
Come on. La La Land.
Fade out.
Except that it wasn't La La Land.
No, so I blame this squarely on Faye Dunaway for just not reading, which is one of my pet peeves. Christian, what happened?
They got the wrong envelope, and that's why Warren Beatty, who is often a lot of pregnant pauses when he speaks in public, was even more pregnant than usual with his pauses. Yeah, this is like that whole the accounting house that runs the whole award show. They screwed up. They gave him the wrong envelope.
But how could they give him the wrong envelope if they've already given that award out, right?
Yeah, I think there was a duplicate envelope that was an Emma Stone, La La Land for the Best Actress category. Yeah, we're going to find out more about this in the days to come, and maybe a conspiracy theory or two will launch, but they screwed up. That's the bottom line, and I was just dumbstruck by it. And frankly, a lot of people say, oh, it's the best Oscars ever. I feel badly for everyone. I think the Moonlight people deserve that sort of slow, majestic walk up to the stage.
Right.
And then the La La Land people got it wrong. I mean, they got their dreams taken away.
And then they had to hand over their statue to something. Yeah. Aww, they had to hand it over.
Here's the thing, though, and all of this attention on the fact that there was a huge screw-up, how wonderful is it that La La Land was not actually the best picture?
Well, I think for me, it's no surprise if it wins. I think from that perspective, it did add a sort of a jolt of excitement to it. But I'm not one of those La La Land haters. I love the movie, and I'm actually a little grumpy it didn't win. But it was so predetermined, the fact that, oh, wait, it didn't win. I mean, that at least was a little bit of unpredictability, because the other awards were very predictable.
Yeah, so what were the big surprises for you there, Christian?
No, you know, I think, you know, from a political point of view, there was no big moment. There was no Meryl Streep speech that kind of stopped things cold. Having said that, a lot of the speeches were very political. It was a little bit more subtle. It was, you know, the Constitution, or there was, you know, we have to accept immigrants or things like that. So it was like they were tiptoeing around the issue rather than going full bore and saying, hey, we hate that Trump and we've got to get him out of office. So
We actually have a montage of some of those comments, and you're right, they were very subtle.
And around the world, in more than 225 countries that now hate us, I want to say thank you to President Trump. I mean, remember last year when it seemed like the Oscars were racist? Some of you will get to come up here on this stage tonight and give a speech that the President of the United States will tweet about in all caps during his 5 a.m. bowel movement tomorrow.
As a Latin American, as a migrant worker, as a human being, I'm against any form of wall that wants to separate us.
Yeah, that was like, he just threw that out there. Like, nobody asked him. It wasn't connected to anything. He just wanted to make a political statement.
Did we hear that
was about the animation award.
Did we hear fewer outright, blatantly political statements, kind of a la Meryl Streep, because of the blowback after that?
No, you know, I think this is the bottom line. If it's a SAG Awards, if it's the Golden Globes, it matters kind of, sort of. And people care kind of, sort of. But this is the Oscars, and even though we all kind of pick on it and say it's boring and this and that, and it often is, it does have sort of cultural gravitas. So I think there's a bit of a reticence for someone to go up there in a once-in-a-lifetime potentially performance, unless you're Meryl Streep, and say, I'm going to go crazy with a hardcore partisan speech. I just think that there's still some respect for that particular forum, for that particular award, where you don't want to go the full, crazy. You want to kind of be more refined. I think that ruled the day.
There was an Iranian filmmaker who chose not to come and was sent along a letter when he won an award, and it said something along the lines of, I can't come because there are six other countries in addition to my own country here, Iran, where people are not welcome in the United States. That was a pretty blatant political moment.
That was the most political moment, for sure. And even though I don't agree with what was said, at least in that perspective, that person had a direct tie to the conversation.
Right.
You know, he's from Iran. He was temporarily suspended. I think it was because the pause was fought in court. I think he could have come if he wanted to, but I think he chose to be a protest. So even if you don't agree with it, at least there was some context there, and it wasn't like an actor saying, I want to talk about the best animated film, and oh, by the way, we shouldn't have walls.
I want to ask you about, though, I mean, people always look at the numbers, how many people watch the particular show. I get the sense that in this particular environment we're in right now, that the numbers may be very low, lower than we've seen in a while, because I think there are a great number of people who simply said, I don't want to watch this because I don't want to be lectured to.
You know, I agree on paper, but the one X factor is there's a lot of animosity on the left towards Trump. And that's something that's boosting not only the ratings of Saturday Night Live, but also Stephen Colbert. So it could be that a lot of red state folks tune away, and a lot of other folks say, I need to see it because I need to see that Meryl Streep moment. So I think we'll find out maybe a little bit later this morning or this afternoon what the ratings are. I haven't seen anything yet.
No.
So I think there's two forces working there. And I think you're right, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was wondering how many people watch, because I think you're right, Christian, because people, you know, like people I think who are a little bit more conservative haven't watched these award shows probably for a while. I know for me, I just don't like to watch these wonderful liberal people tell each other how great they are and how awful the Republican in office is, or how wonderful the Democrat in office is. I know it's going to come with a political speech, and just like I don't like to go to a concert and hear have a singer lecture me, I don't want to watch these award shows and have them lecture me as well. So there may not be that much of a difference, because I think the
a lot of people had already checked out.
Yeah, the red state audiences have already checked out, so I don't think that that's much of a surprise.
Best actor and best actress, you okay with that?
Yeah, you know, I the more I think about it, the more I think that Denzel Washington was deserving. He is a man on fire in senses. It's just the kind of performance that blows you away. And, you know, it's more emotional and more visceral than Casey Affleck. Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea, and he won, was much more dialed down and subtle. So two very different approaches. I have no problem with Casey Affleck winning. He was very good in a tough role. Mm-hmm. And then Emma Stone, I thought was just, I thought she was adorable. I thought she was sweet. I thought she was conflicted as in La La Land. So no problem there as well. And I guess they weren't going to give it to Meryl Streep, who was nominated, but four Oscars, I think her ego, her head wouldn't have been able to fit out of the building.
All right, Christian. Always appreciate your perspective there. Thank you so much for joining us. I know it's been a long night.
My pleasure.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. We're still struggling to get past 85. The Monocacy slowly coming off of 15 and 70 due to the crash. One lane is open. Again, southbound 270 right at the Monocacy. So it takes the pressure off beyond at Urbana. Looks good. In fact, if you're joining on from Urbana, you don't hit any of that volume until about 109. And then the second set of delays as you head through Rockville toward the 270 spur. South on 95, still a bit of delay through Calverton to get onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Distraction, two cars on the left shoulder there. Heading into town, both 50 and the BW Parkway on to DC 295, just with that stop and go. And on 450, the crash prior to the Beltway, that was trying to clear to the shoulder. Pace getting actually a little bit better there. Virginia, no problems to tell you about on the Beltway inner loop through Annandale, the volume, and then toll road to the Legion Bridge. Looks like we have stop and go, and potentially right before the Legion Bridge, crash reported. Crews are on their way to check it out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon, a high of 58. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, a 60% chance of rain, but temperatures not too bad. The high will be around 68 degrees, almost 70. But it is Wednesday, which is the crown jewel in the weather forecast. Highs in the upper 70s. That's right, almost 80 degrees. Thursday will be in the low 50s and Friday in the upper 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And apparently we missed a very, very important town hall. It took place in Silver Spring, where hundreds of people turned out at the Silver Spring Civic Center to protest Donald Trump. They're part of, this was organized by the Tacoma Park Mobilization and co-sponsored by the Maryland Resistance Coalition.
Oh, the People's Republic of Tacoma Park. Okay, now it is all clear what was going on here.
Anybody else hear the theme from Les Mis in the background here? They're going to be setting up barricades in the streets for La Resistance. And these are people who were upset about Donald Trump being president, and I just view this as part of their collective temper tantrum, which I do not know how long this is going to go on. We had Congressman John Delaney there, John Sarbanes, yep. Jamie Raskin, Anthony Brown. They spoke to the crowd, along with Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen, and Montgomery County Council members were there as well. They were talking about opposing the president's agenda, which, of course, is difficult because Republicans control both the House and the Senate, and they have the White House as well. So I guess they're just not going to abide by anything that Donald Trump and the Republicans pass.
And here's a little bit of how it all sounded.
Yes.
Why are we turning away refugees? It's wrong.
Why?
That's just wrong. So really, there's so many things. Climate change. We just have to stand up and show up.
I wanted to be here because I have two sons that have rare diseases. I just feel it's really important that we keep the Affordable Care Act.
I just think it's important to raise awareness about all sorts of issues that involve hate. And it's just important because you have to support people.
I'm here to support my representative to basically show, hey, look, I'm here. We want you to fight for us.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Mary. Mm-hmm. If it was a Republican gathering, these people would be there to interrupt it. How nice it must be for Democrats to get together and be able to talk about the issues that they care about and not have to worry about the fact that conservatives are not going to be there to interfere with their little town hall meeting. How about allowing the other side to have the same common courtesy?
Well, so you have to understand, Brian, that these people are speaking truth. When the Republicans have their town hall, they are just spewing hate.
Yeah.
And so hate speech must be silenced because it's wrong, and that makes you a Nazi.
Yeah, I guess.
They're stopping the fascism.
It's just a really dual standard. Conservatives don't mind free speech.
Right.
And Democrats are okay with free speech as long as they agree with it.
If
they disagree with the free speech, then they're going to be there to protest and keep the elected officials from actually having a good conversation with the people that they represent.
Well, that's part of the problem with that whole thing, and we come back to that again. And we have said this over and over and over again, but once again, as Joe DeGeneva pointed out, Republicans aren't smart when they play the game. They're just not smart at it at all. It's very simple. To get into the town hall, you have to show ID that proves you live in the district. That's simple.
Yep.
And that would nip a lot of this in the bud. And I'm sorry, you don't have ID and you want to get in here. That's too bad. But Democrats have done this before. Then they're the ones who are against ID, but they have required ID before at some of their meetings.
Well, absolutely.
Republicans should do it as well. And I think it's a great point there that look at how tolerant the Republicans are, yet the party of tolerance is the most intolerant.
Meanwhile, the President of the United States is preparing for his address to Congress tomorrow night.
That's right.
This is not a State of the Union address because that was given by the previous president, but this is often done with new presidents, given a chance to come before Congress and talk about their ideas and their agenda. And it is expected that President Trump is going to spend a great deal of time talking about how he would like to see the overhaul of Obamacare, President Barack Obama's signature piece of legislation. And so that's expected to be a good portion of it. But I got to tell you, after that performance at CPAC on Friday, there's no telling what he's going to say. I think one of the things going to be interesting to watch is, are we going to see the rock'em sock'em, no holds barred Donald Trump, who speaks sometimes extemporaneously and doesn't necessarily follow the teleprompter all that closely like he did at CPAC, the man who is out to sort of just, be in your face? Or are we going to see a more reserved Donald Trump before Congress? And the other question I have about that is, what are the Democrats going to do? Are they going to sit there and be polite?
No.
As Republicans always have for Barack Obama? Or are they going to stage some sort of movement?
They're going to. My money's on walkout.
Yeah, I think. And if they do that, I have such a low opinion of them. It is 8:22.
That's going to be your bar?
Yeah. Well, they don't care that I have a low opinion.
Exactly.
Of themselves. 8:22 on WMAL.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
If you're looking for a real estate agent, listen, there's just one guy you got to call. And he's my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. I mean, anybody who meets him will tell you what a great guy Frank is. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Of course he does. That's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. Now, he had tenants who were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and that home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but let me assure you, there is only one Frank Prindle. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 20,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 20K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. We're still waiting to clear this crash. 270 southbound has come up to the Monocacy, and that's why we have delays off of 15 and 70. So that focuses right on the Monocacy. Then the pace improves. So if you're sitting in that, some relief up ahead. Beyond, briefly at 109 and in Rockville, stop and go as well. George Washington Parkway, been just watching these delays. U.S. Park Police have not been working anything, but the heavy volume takes you toward the Key Bridge. A report of a crash, though, after the overlook, so they are going to check that out. Getting in to Georgetown, Canal Road, MacArthur Boulevard, Vauxhall Road, heavy congestion toward the university. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge slows, in fact, each direction of the freeway below speed to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel, which is slow its length. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Monday. Starting to see some clouds come in from the west, and they'll continue to gather through the day, becoming mostly overcast. Up to 58 degrees with a light south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 38 degrees at 826. It's time for Critter News here on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And, Mary, we have a very, very liberal interpretation of what a critter is. It's the only liberal thing we have on this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a liberal interpretation of what a critter
is. So you're a liberal.
No, I believe that insects are critters. And so we allow a discussion about insect stories. And we told you a while back about the students at Savoy Elementary School in Southeast D.C. who had to abandon their school, and the reason was they had bed bugs all in the school.
In the school?
Yeah, a bed bug infestation.
They've got to come in on your clothes then, I guess, right?
I don't know. They had to go into the school and remove all these so-called soft materials. If it was carpet, or if there were curtains or anything soft like that.
Now, were you upset about that since you consider these to be critters?
No, I don't like all... I'm not saying I like all critters. I certainly do not like bed bugs.
No.
And anyway, the good news is they've done all that, and now the kids are coming back to school, back to their regular school. They've been put in a temporary facility.
Did they find out who the culprit was?
I don't know.
I would think you want to hose that kid down.
I would say, yeah. But apparently the bed bugs have been resolved. There are no bed bugs at the elementary school anymore. However, there may be lions, monkeys, and crocodiles in Arlington. I did not know that in Arlington County, apparently, this is bizarre. In Arlington County, you can't have a pig or a chicken. And I can understand this one. No poisonous reptiles.
Well, there goes your Christmas gift.
I know. You can't have those at all. But under the current law, you can have a lion or a monkey or perhaps a crocodile.
Well, I'm down with the monkey. I'm good with the monkey. The lion, I as long as it's a small one, I think you're fine.
Well, apparently they're going to revisit this.
Is this a problem? Did this come before the board because this is apparently a problem?
I don't know. See, I'm against...
Or have they solved all the other problems?
I'm against this movement to do away with some of these categories of animals that are allowed. And the main reason is, where will I get my material for Critter News if that happens?
How many stories have you had that have stemmed from someone owning a lion?
I think there have been a couple. That's how we started with the lion sleeps tonight. Lion, monkeys, crocodiles, wolves, raccoon, lynxes, alligators, tarantulas, hedgehogs, and I don't know what this is, a sugar glider?
What? Isn't that a type of a squirrel?
And apparently non-poisonous snakes or other reptiles longer than 4 feet would also be banned under this proposed legislation.
So no pythons.
That is going to be discussed. Yeah, no pythons.
No pythons, but no boa constrictors.
That's right. So apparently they're going to have a meeting to decide whether or not this is something that we want to add. And you will have to get get rid of your lion, monkey, or crocodile?
Well, I have to totally rethink your Christmas gift now.
It is 828 on WMAL.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. This is one of our slowest times of the year. Our warehouse is full and our crews are slow. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. That's right, purchase a select air conditioner and receive a gas furnace absolutely free. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
A sugar glider is a gliding possum. No, we don't need any of that. Coming up in just a moment, the president has decided he's not going to attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner, and he's really cracking down on the press corps. Is it the right approach? We'll take your calls. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL, 830 time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The Trump administration is expected to release the first draft of its budget proposal today.
President Trump expected to call for a substantial increase in military spending and massive cuts to several federal agencies in the first draft of his administration's budget proposal. The plan, targeting agencies including the Environmental Protection Agency, while aiming to protect Social Security and Medicare.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Well, it was certainly a memorable night at the Oscars.
La La Land. The Academy Awards are billed as Hollywood's biggest night, but this year's ceremony ended with what could be one of the biggest screw-ups in its history.
I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
It was a La La Land producer who announced the gaffe.
I'm a little bit in a daze.
PricewaterhouseCoopers coming out with a statement saying that they apologize and that it was an error made with the envelopes that were handed out, that it was not an error by Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Correspondent Stephanie Elam. D.C.'s Savoy Elementary School is open again today after being closed since early this month when rodents and bedbugs were found in the school. Kids who attend Savoy Elementary have been going to a temporary location. They've confirmed it now. It was a tornado that swept through Charles County on Saturday afternoon. It was an EF1, they say, a low-intensity tornado with winds up to 90 miles an hour. There was some property damage, a few trees down, but no one was injured. A Montgomery County woman is facing sentencing today for the 2015 murder of her 5-year-old son. Prosecutors say the boy was killed as the result of a nasty divorce and custody battle between the woman and her ex-husband. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,822, the NASDAQ at 5845. Sports, Utah hands the Wizards their second straight loss. College basketball, GW beats George Mason, the Maryland women win again. Exhibition baseball, the O's win, the Nats lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
This month only at Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg. Get as low as 0% APR financing on the new 2016 Impreza or all-new 2017 Outback, Legacy, and Forester. Hurry into Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg or visit FitzgeraldSubaruGaithersburg.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through SMF, based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motor Finance. Not all buyers will qualify. Terms may vary by model. See dealer for details. Ends 2/28/2017.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world, completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpet.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Monday morning, I must begin with good news. The better news on 270, the delay's just about eased out of Frederick here down toward the Monocacy, where the earlier accident is out of the travel lanes. So again, much better. You're good until just about you get past Route 80 Urbana. The volume stop and go to Hyattstown. Next set of delays south of Gaithersburg and toward Rockville. Now, around the Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring, slowing Wilson Bridge. Your backups have already eased. So good ride to the Wilson Bridge each direction. 450, we're still struggling coming inbound on Annapolis Road. Crash before the Beltway, not quite cleared. So extra time needed. If you take 450, we normally don't have a delay like this during the morning commute. Now, for the George Washington Parkway, I've been watching these delays growing, unfortunately. South of 123, past the overlooks toward the Key Bridge, accident near the Spout Run Parkway. That's where Park Police are checking out. And I'm also looking at Spout Run Parkway delays slow to merge onto the G-Dub. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds gathering this morning. Some limited sun early, then 58 this afternoon and cloudy. Tonight, cloudy 46. Tuesday, clouds gather. Showers late, 68. Thunderstorms Tuesday night. Maybe some severe storms Wednesday. Highs Wednesday will be in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Alexandria, 32 in Greenbelt, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
They're corporatist, globalist media that are adamantly opposed. To an economic nationalist agenda like Donald Trump has.
That was Steve Bannon at CPAC ripping on the press, and then the president came out the next day and he handed him a new one at that CPAC speech. First half of the speech, I think, was largely just an attack on the fake media, as he calls it.
And the Clinton News Network.
The Clinton News Network. He pulled no punches. There is no doubt, Mary, that this president does not like the press corps, doesn't feel like he's being treated fairly. And from my perspective, as someone who used to both be a White House correspondent and now does opinion journalism here over on the radio, I've never seen anything quite like it. I think he's right. He's not getting a fair shake. But let me just run through a couple of things that have happened. He has attacked the press. Bannon has attacked the press. Or I like to call it not meet the press, but beat the press. And then there was this thing that happened on Friday, which I think is a little different. But I'll lay it out there for you and let you decide. There was what is known as a gaggle. Now, in all the years I covered the White House, the gaggle was a meeting that took place generally in the morning, but mm-hmm. at some point during the day, especially if there wasn't going to be an on-camera briefing. And the gaggle was, you all go to, you know, the press secretary's office, and you're allowed to ask some quick questions, and maybe they have the answer, maybe they don't, maybe they say, we'll get back to you. And then they also lay out the agenda for the day. But it was an exchange very quickly of some things, but not on camera. Mm-hmm. It was on the record, but not on camera.
Okay.
All right, so apparently on Friday's gaggle, CNN, the New York Times, the LA Times, BuzzFeed, and Politico were told that they were not invited.
Okay.
And so other news organizations that have been at times critical of the president were invited,
mm-hmm.
but apparently it was Sean Spicer made the decision that he did not want certain people at the gaggle.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask you, do you think this is the right way to go? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. For me, I understand the frustration. If you want to have some special set-aside briefings for people, that's done all the time. But I hate that the gaggle has become political, because that's just, basically most days, it's who, what, when, where, and why journalism. And it's not a lot of, it's just like, here's the agenda. Do you have any questions? Yes, the president, is there something that happened overnight you need a quick answer on? That's what happens mm-hmm. in a gaggle. And I don't think that's the place to draw the line. If you want to have special briefings for some and not for others, that's been done time in memoriam. That is certainly within the bounds. But I sort of don't like the gaggle being part of that. All that aside, I have never seen a time in this town where the press is so decidedly slanted against a president. There's been no honeymoon period at all. They came out with guns blazing, and Trump is right to say on occasion, as he has, and Sean Spicer has said as well, they're just flat getting it wrong. I mean, what did we hear from Seb Gorka on Friday? And I've heard him say this before. I am in meetings all the time, and then I read stories later in the day about the meetings that I was in, and they're just completely 180 degrees wrong.
So the
press needs to clean up its act. I also think that this is one place, however, the gaggle, I would draw the line there. I don't particularly like it. Well, I certainly understand the frustration.
Two things. I was at Trump's speech at CPAC. I stayed and I went to Trump's speech. And I was standing right in front. They had changed the room a little bit. So I was behind the desks where the computers were, where the people were writing. But I was in front of where the cameras and the media, for the most part, television and that kind of thing, were standing. So I was between them. And I'll tell you, I was shocked at applause coming from the media when Trump was slamming the media.
Really?
Yes.
Well, but that was conservative media.
No. I was in front of some Hispanic. There's a group of Hispanic reporters behind me, but there were also other ones. And I don't know who the other ones were with, but they applauded or went, yeah, when Trump went after the media. So I was shocked by that. That was one thing that I noticed. But the other thing, as you said, the gaggle is to give them an update on here's the schedule for the day. Have any quick questions? Well, send them an agenda. Send the agenda to them. Here's the agenda. And because you refuse to retract false stories, and because you refuse to retract and correct your false reporting, you don't get to ask questions. It's that simple. So you don't come to the gaggle. That's simple.
All right. Well, you've heard what I have to say. You've heard what Mary has to say. What do you have to say about this? Is Donald Trump taking the right approach with the media? 1-888-630-9620. Oh, wait, he's not going to the dinner.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a note. Phil says President Trump should skip useless functions like the White House Correspondents dinner and go to more important functions like laying the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns.
All right. Andy in Gainesville, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Andy?
Good morning, everyone. Listen, they can't get anything right. General Flynn resigned. They ran around for 24 hours saying he was fired. And I know it's semantics, but that being said, when the press gets argumentative with the president during a speech at a press conference, and they do things like that, they can't be trusted to get anything right. They cannot be trusted to have the proper form of respect for POTUS. Therefore, I think he should go a step further and revoke individual credentials permanently when they do that.
Yeah.
Not the whole organization, but from individuals.
So actually say, we're going to take away your press credentials.
That's right. See the door? That's the last time you're going to see this side of it. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
They have the ability. I love that, because they have the ability to correct when they are wrong and they choose not to.
Well, I see what you're saying. There are times, though, when White Houses have gotten upset with reporters who were right. And who makes the decision about whether you're right or not when we're taking away your credential and your ability to cover?
Well, when the FBI comes out and says, we never said that, that's wrong, there you go.
I'm talking about standards in place where, you know, if it's just, I disagree with that story, so I'm going to yank your credential, that's a very slippery slope.
That's different.
And by the way, I was at the White House during the Clinton years, and I'm telling you, it was tough. But we always, you know, that was never something that was up for consideration.
Mm-hmm. It's a different media then.
Yeah, it was a little different then. 844 on WMAL. More of your calls straight ahead.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
You know, a recent study found that a lot of older folks are not being treated for their increased risk of heart attack, even though they have risk factors such as history of smoking, diabetes, being overweight, high blood pressure, cholesterol. They may even have a family history of heart disease. The thing is, a lot of people with heart disease have no symptoms, so they don't take the proper medication that could prevent a heart attack or stroke. That's why heart disease is called the silent killer. But let me tell you something you can do to find out how the old ticker is doing. You can go and get a virtual physical heart or body scan. It is quick, it is painless, and during the month of February, we got a couple more days left here, it is heart month. A virtual physical is offering the heart scan for only $199. They will also take off $200 off the cost of a full body scan if you mention me when you call. Now look, I've been through this process. It's amazing. You will know within a matter of minutes exactly what's going on with your body, and if you got any problems, you know what? It's always easier to fix them if you get that information a little early. Find out more about the virtual physical. Go to virtualphysical.com or call this number, 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009. This is the call that could save your life. It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, thirst on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitney at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, Fairfax Police busy with two accidents, one on 286, the Fairfax County Parkway as you come up to Fox Mill Road, also, which parallels the Reston Parkway northbound as you come up toward South Lakes Drive. Now, both of these incidents south of the toll road. On the Greenway and on the toll road, fantastic. I'm not seeing much of any backups just until you merge on through to the Beltway exits, which is a pretty normal slowdown there. For 95, once you get through Aquia, wide open until you get up onto the inner loop of the Beltway and through Annandale. 395, just a little bit sluggish here in Shirlington. Then you hit the solid backups near the Pentagon onto the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, which is slow each direction into the 3rd Street Tunnel. George Washington Parkway, still watching these delays. Pretty intense to get past Spout Run Parkway and toward the Key Bridge. We had a crash reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WNAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, getting milder. We'll tack on a few degrees today, tack on more tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the next chance for showers, thunderstorms. They'll become likely by tomorrow night. Increasing clouds, 58 today. Tonight, cloudy, 46. Showers later tomorrow, 68. Maybe some severe storms by tomorrow night and Wednesday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
39 degrees, 847 on WMAL, talking about the president's relationship with the press corps. Sean Spicer, among other things, blocked several news organizations, CNN, New York Times, BuzzFeed, Politico, from attending the so-called gaggle that they have every day. It's an off-camera briefing for reporters. Are you okay with the approach where the president's out there hammering the press and all that? You know, look, I know there's no percentage in this audience in defending the press corps. I get that. I understand the frustration, and I have already said I believe that, you know, what we're seeing right now of the press corps is unprecedented. I've never seen anything quite like it. This president cannot get a fair shake. However, I sort of draw the line at the gaggle. But that's me. What do you think? Ted in Gaithersburg, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Yeah, Brian, you're a fair-minded guy, and I agree with a lot of what you say. But in this particular case, I agree with Mary. I'm not a vindictive person, but the way the press has ganged up on Trump going back about 18 months, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. And believe me, I Well, anyway, I support Mary, and I agree with you most of the time, Brian, but in this case, I'm coming with Mary.
I would like to note that Ted is the smartest caller of the day.
Yeah. Well, Ted, I'm okay with that. Thank you, Ted, though, for the call. And the polite way you said that. You know, he beat me up, but he did it nicely.
It's the accent.
Karen in Fairfax, you're up next with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Hi, I pretty much agree with Ted. I pretty much agree with most of what you say, too. However, this is a bigger issue than just Donald Trump. This happens every day. And I think it's symbolic of that, and he's fighting back, and I think the people understand it. And I think what's happening is it's not just happening to the president. It happens to anyone, individual who tries to run for office that people don't like in the media. They just go after them. If you're a Fortune 500 company and they want to tear you down, they'll just throw a soundbite out there that's not true. But the soundbite did the damage. You can't take it back, even though it's not
true. Right.
So the problem is people start thinking that this news is true, and it's not.
Yeah. Well,
I'm glad. Very good people, and we've been disparaged. And I got to tell you, I'm sick of it.
I am really glad at the pushback. Look, you have every right to defend yourself if you've been given, if they're putting information out there that's incorrect. I'm glad to see this administration do that. Don't mistake what I'm saying about the gaggle. I understand why they're doing it, and I support a lot of what they're doing. It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
These days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing community whose members share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. Best of all, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. If you're a Christian looking for a truly affordable healthcare solution, MediShare is just what the doctor ordered.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
When your child is sick, you'll do almost anything to get them feeling better and fast. But you're going to want to hear this first. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Kids catch colds more often than adults, roughly 6 to 10 times a year, according to the NIH. Now, it's tempting to buy an over-the-counter medication for your sick child, but not so fast, says Edward Bell. He's a professor of pharmacy practice at Drake University. Why? Well, these products lack clinical study efficacy and safety data, he says. It's important to remember children are not just small adults. You can't just cut down the dosage. In many cases, drugs interact with adults and children's bodies differently. So what should you do instead? Well, your child may not like it, but Bell says go for a nasal saline drip or spray to help with congestion. You can also try using honey as a natural cough suppressant. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives. It saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we are clear to the Wilson Bridge each direction. That earlier volume all gone. 295 northbound, just a little bit of volume north of the Beltway, then good into the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Volume each way on the southeast-southwest freeway for 395. Pretty much cleared out from the Beltway and through Shirlington. It's from the Pentagon to get onto the freeway and onto lower 14th where you hit the heavy volume. Now for the Maryland top side of the Beltway, we're not quite out of the woods. It's reported as a medical emergency on the Beltway outer loop. This is as you're heading from College Park to 270, outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds gathering this morning. Some limited sun early, then 58 this afternoon and cloudy. Tonight, cloudy 46. Tuesday, clouds gather. Showers late, 68. Thunderstorms Tuesday night. Maybe some severe storms Wednesday. Highs Wednesday will be in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees. It is now 5:56.
It's 5.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents. And by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
A Virginia teen's fight to use the boys' bathroom.
All I want to do is be a normal child.
That he's taking to the Supreme Court. See Gavin Grimm's story of struggle.
I'm just a boy.
An ABC 7 News exclusive. Tonight at 11.
And we'll rise up.
Inspired by real family stories of struggle and hope.
You have shown me what love looks like.
When We Rise, an original television event, begins tonight, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, will join us, and we will preview the president's address to Congress. So, happy Monday to everybody. Hey, look, there's Chris Plant.
Hey, here I am now. That's right. The big address to Congress tomorrow night will be very exciting. We have our Stake of the Union dinner tomorrow night as well. Mm. You know, Donald Trump is really up against it. Not only is Jodie Foster against him, which you got to look out for. I mean, she already had one president shot because of, you know, and look out for that. You got Hollywood against you. You got the witches, the warlocks, the Satanists. You've got terrorists, murderers.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.